Aztec Street has a reputation as being one of the best places in Flagstaff to trick-or-treat on Halloween. People go all out, burning cauldron fires in their driveways, walking on neon stilts, and turning backyards into trails of terror. But this year, none of the costumed kids or their parents were expecting to see a fire hula-hooping performance in the middle of Aztec Street.
Are you guys having a good Halloween?
Yeah!
Better now than I saw someone hula-hooping fire!
27-year-old Kaylee Smith spins a blazing hoop of fire around her waist, arms, and neck. Her audience watches in awe from a safe distance.
She got moved!
Smith is no amateur. She's a performer with the local circus troupe, Circus Bacchus. She says safety is key when it comes to fire hooping, right down to the clothing on your body, which tonight, for Smith, consists of a black leotard and silver lamé tights.
When you first start fire performing, you start researching what fabrics are good for you, making sure that they don't melt to your skin. That's a good one. And it's not just a fun thing that you're doing while you're drunk at a party.
But it used to be. Kind of. The first commercial hula hoop was marketed by the Wham-O Company in 1957. It was advertised as a fun activity to do at the beach or at a party, and it was an instant success. It was also instantly unclear whether the hula hoop was just a toy or an actual form of exercise or even sport. That question came up in 1958, when Wham-O co-inventor Arthur Spud Meelan appeared on the game show What's My Line, where celebrity guests tried to figure out what contestants did for a living.
Mr. Meelan is self-employed, and let's begin the general questioning with Arlene Francis.
Well, Mr. Meelan, you look like quite a strong young man. Do you have anything to do with the world of sport?
Yes. I would say this, Spud. I think Spud is being too generous that the
affirmative answer... He has a different idea of sports than you...
Well, the affirmative answer there would be misleading in the extreme...
But it turns out it was more sport than toy. In the 1970s, while kids across America began losing interest in the plastic hoop, it was slowly working its way into elite sports. In 1984, the hula hoop made its Olympic debut in Los Angeles in the rhythmic gymnastics competition. During the London Games this summer, it was one of the most well-attended events. And even more recently, it's become a popular and ultra-hip fitness class. On this Saturday morning, a group of spandex-clad students have gathered at a studio in downtown Flagstaff for a hula-hooping class. 31-year-old Melissa Cashaley is one of them.
When you really get into hoop, it's not so much about the hips anymore as it is all the way from your toes to your fingertips.
Cashaley became interested in hooping after she says she obsessively watched YouTube videos of dramatic hula hoop tricks. She was bored with her regular exercise routine and decided to give hooping a spin.
You learn a kind of muscle control that you didn't know you had before.
Paul Dizzy Hips Blair has some of the best hooping muscles in the business. He has to, since he makes a living performing on international TV shows and at county fairs, hooping things like giant tractor tires.
We're going to start out the show. My name's Dizzy Hips. Hula hoop, man.
Dizzy Hips, 44, also holds the Guinness World Record for spinning the most hoops at once on his body, 136. But he says that's hardly his most interesting hoop trick.
I can do, like, pretty much every sport while hooping. Play football, throw, catch, play tennis. I play tennis while hooping and roller skating, skiing, snowboarding, swimming, every sport while hula hooping.
Dizzy Hip says there's somewhat of a glass ceiling for male hoopers, since according to his calculations, 99.999% of all hoopers are women. And that, he says, is the kind of job security he likes. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff. Now you can see.